भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 12 टेक्स्ट नंबर 1 एंड विल गो ऑल द वे टू टेक्स्ट नंबर 4 एंड रीड द चैप्टर समरी। विल दिस फिट इन हियर? स्क्वीज इट इन। नो द अदर वन। या नो द मोहिनी मूर्ति इनकार्नेशन बिवल्डर्स लॉर्ड शिवा। This chapter describes how Lord Shiva was bewildered upon seeing the beautiful Mohini Murti incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and how he later came to his senses. When Lord Shiva heard about the pastimes performed, what did I do? The chapter is chapter 9? Okay. I don't know where you guys have been. I kept reading. Okay, this is chapter 9. I'm sorry. The Lord incarnates as Mohini Murti. Chapter 9. This chapter describes how the demons, being enchanted by the beauty of the Mohini form, agreed to hand over the container of nectar to Mohini Devi, who tactfully delivered it to the demigods. When the demon... like a demigod, and sat down in the line of the demigods. He sat beside the sun and the moon. When the Supreme Personality of God had understood how Radhu was cheating, he immediately cut off the demon's head. Rahu, however, had already tasted the nectar, and therefore, although his after the demigods finished drinking the nectar, the Supreme Personality of Godhead assumed his own form. Sukadev Goswami ends this chapter by describing how powerful is the chanting of the holy names, pastimes, and paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 1. Sukadev Goswami said, thereafter, the demons became inimical toward one another, throwing and snatching the container of nectar, they gave up their friendly relationship. Meanwhile, they saw a very beautiful young woman coming forward toward them. Text number 2. Upon seeing the beautiful woman, the demon said, alas, how wonderful is her beauty, how wonderful the lust of her body, and how wonderful the beauty of her youthful age. Speaking this way, they quickly approached her, full of lusty desires to enjoy her, and began to inquire from her in many ways. Text number 3, we'll read the Sanskrit. Ka, you have it up there? Whatever he said. Twam kanja palashakshi kuto va kim chikirshashi kashyashi vada vamoru maitnativa manamsi naha katvam kanja palasakshi kuto va kim chikirshashi kasyasi varavamuru maitnativa manamsinaha katvam kanja palasakshi kuto va kim chikirshashi kasyasi varavamuru maitnativa manamsina katvam kanja palashakshi kuto vakim chikirshashi kasyashi varavamuru maitnativa manamsinaha. Kanja Palashakshi Kutova Kim Chikirsashi Kasashi Vadavamoru Siva Jirsasi Kasasi Parabhamuru Katvam Kanja Palashakshi Kutova Kim Chikirsasi Kasi Parabhamuru Nantiva manam sinaha Vatvam kanja palashakshi Vakim chikirsasi Sivaravamuru Anam sinaha Katvam kanja palashakshi Vakim chikirsasi Zivaravamuru Divamanam sinaha Matajis Katvam kanja palashakshi Kuto vakim chikirsasi Sasi Varavamuru Manativa Manam Sina Kotvam Kanja Palashakshi Kutovakim Chikirsasi Kasasi Varavamuru Manativa Manam Sina Patvam kanja palashakshi Kutavakim chikirsasi Kasasi varavamuru Matnativa manams Ka Who? Twam Are you Kanjapalasa Akshi? Having eyes like the petals of a lotus. Kuta, from where? Va, either. Kimchikir Sisi, what is the purpose for which you have come here? Kasya, of whom? Asi, do you belong? Bada, kindly tell us. Vama Uru, O you whose thighs are extraordinarily beautiful. Matnati, agitating. Iva, like. Manamsi, within our minds. Naha, our. Translation, a wonderful, beautiful girl. You have such nice eyes, resembling the petals of a lotus flower. Who are you? Where do you come from? What is your purpose in coming here? And to whom do you belong? Oh, you whose thighs are extraordinarily beautiful, our minds are becoming agitated simply because of seeing you. Purport. The demons inquired from the wonderfully beautiful girl, to whom do you belong? A woman is supposed to belong to her father before her marriage, to her husband after her marriage, and to her grown sons in her old age. In regard to this inquiry, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the question, to whom do you belong, means, whose daughter are you? Since the demons could understand that the beautiful girl was still unmarried, every one of them desired to marry her. Thus they inquired, whose daughter are you? Katvam kanja palasakshi kutova kim chikirsashi kasyasi varavama uru matnativa manamsina. Oh, wonderful, beautiful girl, you have such nice eyes, resembling the petals of a lotus. Who are you? Where do you come from? What is your purpose in coming here, and to whom do you belong? O you whose thighs are extraordinarily beautiful, our minds are becoming agitated simply because of seeing you. O Madhyanati Mirandasya, Tiranjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitamjena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, chapter 9, Krishna appears as Mohini Murti. And as we'll see later in chapter 11, Mohini Murti actually bewilders Lord Shiva. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can do whatever he, she likes. And he appeared as this beautiful incarnation, Mohini Murti, for several purposes. The first one in this chapter, to take the nectar that the demons were stealing away from the demigods and to distribute it among the demigods. Because generally, especially demoniac persons, they trust any beautiful woman. Any woman who is very beautiful, oh, she's can be trusted 100%. In the material world, we've seen many beautiful women. They've killed their boyfriends and their husbands, but they're so beautiful that everyone can't believe they could perform heinous activities. Of course, they did. So this Mohini Murti is Krishna, appearing as a beautiful woman to bewilder. Because generally, those who are not self-controlled Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who we are followers of, we are Rupa Nugas and Prabhupada Nugas. And Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada states, Vacha Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udra Pasta Vegam, Hetam Vegam, Yovisa Heta Diram, Sarvam Pitivam, Pitivim, you got it. First, one has to control Vacha Vega, control the speech, Manasa, the mind, Krodha, anger. They gave me some pills after my surgery. They said this is a, steroid that is anti-rejection. However, it's going to make you extremely hungry, anxious, and very angry. I said, thank you very much. I need a pill to make me more angry. I've been waiting my whole life for a new pill that'll make me more anxious and angry. Of course, it didn't exactly work out that way. Somehow or other, the pill makes you shake and makes you very emotional. That drug, prednisone, a steroid, one of our famous wrestlers in Canada was taking that drug for enhancement of his body, and because of the side effects of the drug, he killed his wife, his children, and then committed suicide in Canada, where they don't have many murders like the United States. So, first thing is, Vacha Vegam Manasa Krodha Vegam. One has to control the mind, anger, words. These days, in the news today, one of the famous actor comedians, Robin Williams, apparently committed suicide, 63 years old, somehow asphyxiated himself. Because they said, although they didn't know, he was extremely depressed about life and addicted to alcohol and drugs. Although he was very successful, materially speaking, and wealthy, more or less, in the material sense, his mind was out of control. And they say that nowadays, especially in North America, especially actors and wealthy people, they have this huge depression problem. Because this material world is dukkhayalam ashashvatam. When one finally sees this material world for what it is, it's dukkhayalam. It's depressing. The best thing is sense gratification, and that's flickering. That's here today and gone tomorrow. There's no joy. One of my friends, when we were very young, we were 16 years old, my parents left the country for a long time. And somehow or other, me and my friends got involved in all kinds of sense gratification. I don't know how. And we were sitting around one day, shaking our heads, saying, is that all there is? This is what people are talking about is the greatest thing on earth? That's it? This is what life is about? Sense gratification, that's it? We were 16-year-old boys and we were stunned that this sense gratification isn't very much. Especially one friend, he was president of the class, he was like, I can't even believe it. He was very depressed. So this is one of the major diseases in this world, that people are very depressed because the material world is the depressing place. We have our senses and we try to get satisfaction from the objects of the senses, just like the demons here. They all wanted to marry Mohini Murti. Of course, Mohini Murti is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But any beautiful girl, they wanted to be with. And because sense gratification has a beginning and an end, therefore their senses are frustrated and full of anxiety. Pavarga. This material world is pavarga. Full of anxiety and fear, and ultimately fear of death. So many people, they have to be prescribed, because Western science has no idea what to do. And people come to the realization that this material world is a depressing place. This isn't Hare Krishna speaking. This is reality. Of course, that's what we say too. Dukkhailam Ashashvatam, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, this material world is depressing. Anything you find enjoyable will only last for a certain period of time. You light sweet balls, eat 1, 2, 5, 7, finished. You won't eat sweet balls for 5 weeks. Sense gratification has a beginning and an end. So it's very depressing, because even the greatest thing doesn't last. And therefore, we were all frustrated in this material world. Srila Prabhupada, although he suffered 2 heart attacks at the age of 69, advanced age, on the Jaladuta, he could have returned immediately back to India, because he had heart attacks. He had serious heart problems at an advanced age, almost 70 years old. And had Prabhupada not come, where would we be today? We'd be joining Robin Williams. We'd be depressed about this material world. And not very happy campers. But Srila Prabhupada, out of his great compassion, he persevered as his service to his Guru Maharaj. Even he was externally very ill. Even to the point in 1977, we were in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada had dropsy, like his father, failure of the kidneys and liver. In those days, they didn't even have 77 dialysis, or transplants were very difficult. Things were much different 40 years ago. And Srila Prabhupada, in September of 1977, made a plan to go to the West to preach and strengthen his disciples. He was actually going to London and then coming to New York and staying in Gitanagari. Of course, as the history goes, Srila Prabhupada made it to England and had to go back to Vrindavan because he became more ill in England. But he took the trip. He took the preaching extravaganza to enliven his disciples. And this is our position. Sure, the material world is not a good place. And yes, I want out, everyone wants out of this material world. Arjuna wanted out. And he told Krishna, I'm not fighting. Krishna said, while speaking learned words, you're mourning for that which isn't worthy of your grief. Arise, O chastiser of the enemy. Fight for the sake of fighting, without considering victory or defeat, loss or gain, happiness or distress. Because I want you to fight. And Krishna explained the entire Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna to get him out of his depression and moroseness over having to fight his relatives and friends in the battle of Kurukshetra. To the point where Arjuna said, Karisye vachanam tava, whatever you say, I will do. Krishna told Arjuna, Yatechasi tata kuru, as far as I'm concerned, do whatever you like. And Arjuna responded to Krishna, Karisye vachanam tava. Whatever you say, I will do. So this is our position. We are soldiers of Krishna, servants of Arjuna, Srila Prabhupada stated. And when we take initiation by the bona fide spiritual master, we are giving this body, mind, to the spiritual master. It's no longer ours, oh, I think I'm going to enjoy this, or I'm going to do that, or I'd like to open this or close that, or see. No. We are property of the spiritual master. Just like it's been described that the neck beads are like the dog tags in the army. When one is in the army, they get these, they call them dog tags, I think. And that you're the dog of the government. You do what the superior officers say. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we are the property of our Guru Maharaj. And he has told us repeatedly to dedicate our lives to spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. Sure, like the demons, we're attracted to sense gratification. That's natural, as long as we have these bodies. But we don't have to put our head in the sand. There was one devotee in the early days, I think it was 73, I met him, he was 6'8". He wore two different colored socks and different shoes. He was from Montreal. I can't remember his name. But it was one of the reasons I was hesitant to join the Hare Krishna movement. He had a harmonica holder, you know, like Bob Dylan, around his neck, with a picture from the magazine or the books of Radha and Krishna in front of his face. You met this fellow, Savas? Anyone knows this guy? Arjita met him. And everywhere he went, he kept the picture in front. So he wouldn't see any Maya. He'd only be looking at Krishna all day. And I thought, this is a little bit funny. I mean, is this our philosophy? Isn't it supposed to be the inner eye that sees Krishna and that we can tolerate this material world and understand what it's really about? Somehow or other, some months later, or maybe a year, due to the weather and the rain and the cold and Montreal, it snows, his picture wilted, he saw the material world and left. This is not our philosophy, that we put our head in the sand like, what is it, the rabbit? Rabbit's being chased by a predator. He puts his head in the sand and thinks he'll never find me. Rest of the body is out. Is it a rabbit? Ostrich. It's not a rabbit? Oh, he closes his eyes and shakes. Okay, ostrich. He puts his head in the ground. The rest of his 8-foot body is totally seen by everyone and anyone. But he's thinking, my head's in the ground, nobody's going to see me. This is not our philosophy. Our philosophy is, we live in this world, we work in this world, but because we have dedicated our lives to the service of Krishna, we have no time. We have no energy for sense gratification. I've told this story before. I was in Port Authority in New York in the mid-70s doing Sankirtan. And one devotee there that I was with, a senior devotee, he had been in the movement for 3 years. I was in the movement for 2 3/4 years. He was my senior. He told me, put the books away in the locker at Port Authority. So the locker was very close. He didn't know. I came back. I was behind him. He was talking to some beautiful, scantily dressed woman. And the woman was asking him, you want to get together with me? And I was right behind him. I was like, wow, this is a test. And he looked at his watch. He didn't know I was there. He said, you know, it's 6 o'clock now. I got to get back to the temple and take a shower. And then at 6:30 is Arti. After Arti, we're going to have Bhagavad Gita class, and Swami such and such is giving class tonight in New York. Then at 7:15, it's time for Krishna book reading. We're going to have some hot milk and cookies. If you'd like to join us, please come over. 340 West 55th Street on the west side. She was a prostitute like Haridas Thakur had encountered. And she was, I looked, she was totally bewildered. She had approached many men, I'm sure, in her life. Never had she heard, maybe someone once said, I'm married. Maybe, probably not. She was very beautiful. But instead of succumbing to sense gratification, this devotee was so busy with Krishna consciousness. I got to run back. By the time we get back to the temple, I got to take a shower. We got to go to Arti. I'm leading Arti. Then we're going to have Bhagavad Gita class by Swami Bhavananda. After Bhagavad Gita class is Krishna book reading. And then some milk and cookies. If you'd like to join us, you're definitely welcome. Can you imagine? A devotee has to be so filled up with Krishna consciousness. No, I have to chant my japa, Haridas Thakur. I have to finish my prescribed rounds. But as soon as I finish, I will fulfill all your desires. He never finished. He had a vow of chanting 100,000 names What was it? 300,000 names. Is it? 300,000 names. And at first she mocked, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And later she became Vaishnavi, shaved her head, worshipped Tulsi, and became disciple. So when we become disciple, it means this body is no longer mine. This mind is no longer mine. Just like in the army, they even put stamps on things. Property of the United States government. If you take it, it's a serious offense. Or even in college. Property of University of California, Los Angeles. It's stamped. So we are property of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Don't go out and get a tattoo, but this is our situation. We are property of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And this body is meant to serve this mission. Prabhupada had said in 1975, I'm an old man. At the time, 75, Srila Prabhupada was 80 years old externally. Isn't it? 79 or 80. Materially speaking, that's old. He said, I'm an old man, I may leave at any time. But all of you will stay for 50 more years and serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. 50 years plus 1975 means 2025. This is 2014. So Suvas Prabhu, Archita Prabhu, Satyanarayan Prabhu, all you old fogies, Trudakarma Prabhu, Bhrigupati Prabhu, at least 11 more years. Mataji's also. Mataji's live longer. Tadit. Men are only supposed to live to 72, women 76. Prabhupada said 50 more years. I think in 75, most of us were low 20s. So 50 years would just make 70-something. Young man. In our minds. Not materially speaking. My mother is 90 years old. She called a few weeks ago and said, did you get that thing from your brother? I said, what? She said, for your birthday. Did he send it to you? I said, he sent me a birthday gift? She said, the organ, whatever he was giving you. I said, well, let me go check the mailbox. Let me go see if it arrived yet. I'm not sure. She said, oh, that character. Mother's Day, we talked last year for 20 minutes, 91. I have a voice that's a little bit peculiar. And I'm her eldest son. And after we talked for 15 minutes, she said, who is this anyway? So maybe 91, that might be a little too much. But Prabhupada said, at least you give me 50 more good years I want from you. If you can. If you can. And what does that mean? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smarnam, Parisevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atman. No time for any nonsense. Because all there's time for is Krishna consciousness. Printing books, distributing books, worshipping the deity, hearing the Bhagavatam class, there's no time for anything else. And the women are equally as qualified and important as the men. Srila Prabhupada stressed that always, that the men and the women are equal. The women can perform Herculean activities and great preaching activities. They should be preachers. Even I remember when Mataji asked Prabhupada in Chicago Airport, how are we supposed to be humble and at the same time go out and do Sankirtan? And Prabhupada said that you should be a lion on the chase and a lamb at home. And Prabhupada encouraged his devotee women. I remember we used to come to Los Angeles for Rath Yatra from St. Louis. And we would be frightened because there were 8 or 10 Matajis who wore white, who were so powerful preachers and so strong that we were very humbled in their presence. We were careful not to offend them, including Gauri Dasi and some wonderful preachers. So men and women both, we spend our life, the body is a spiritual master's body. We've given it to the spiritual master and it's meant to serve the spiritual master. And therefore there's no time for depression. What is depression? Oh, I'm depressed. Our depression, a devotee's depression, is that people are not taking to Krishna consciousness. The Mayavadis aren't coming to the temple. That's depressing. People are not eating enough Krishna prasadam. They still go to Taco Bell. That is depressing. People are engaged in sense gratification and addicted to drugs and alcohol and are very depressed. That's depressing. Our happiness is that people are chanting Krishna, Hare Krishna and taking to Krishna consciousness. People are coming to the temple. People are worshiping Krishna. And that we are given the opportunity to chant and dance, if you can, and engage in Krishna service 24 hours in a day. No time for depression. There's no question of depression. I don't think I've ever met a real devotee who was depressed. Only maybe that they couldn't make devotees in their locale, or they weren't distributing as much. I was depressed. We were distributing $20,000 worth of books every month and beating Svavas in Denver when I was in St. Louis. And somehow the guru left. His big disciples left our temple and we were doing $6,000 a month and Svavas was beating us. I was extremely depressed. Not suicidal, but depressed. I would call Svavas just to get out of that depression. We have no reason to be depressed. We're very happy. The material world is terrible, granted. There's birth, death, old age, disease. It's terrible. Trust me. There are pangs that we have no idea. I woke up a month ago at Cedar Cyanide, tied to a bed with what Prabhupada said we should never do, a tube down my throat in my stomach and another one down my throat in my lungs. And I'm tied to the bed. When I woke from the drugs, I actually thought, this is Creamy Bojana. This is Sukramukya. This is Kumbhipaka. I'm in hell. Tied and choking. Couldn't breathe. Couldn't swallow. Finally, after some time, I realized I'm in ICU and there are some complications, so they kept in the apparatus, which was killing me. And they tie you to the bed because they're scared if they let you free, you'll pull out the painful thing that's 2 feet down your throat. That is hell. That is cause for depression. But this body is not meant for the happiness or the distress, the pain or the pleasure, the victory or the defeat. This body is meant to serve Krishna, and that is our happiness. Our happiness is we do what the spiritual master tells us through the agency of ISKCON Temple President GPC. And we engage as far as possible 24 hours in a day. And there's no question of addiction. We are addicted to Krishna. We're addicted to chanting. The tube was in my throat. My hands were tied. Finally, my son came and he loosened one of the things and gave me a notepad. I wrote in the notepad, "Give me my beads, please." And I chanted. And the sound that comes out of your throat when there's things stuffed in it is this. But I was chanting japa. Of course, the nurse came in and saw I was untied and was very upset. And I had written, "I promise I won't pull it out." The tubes came out after one day. It wasn't that bad, but we have addiction to chanting. Our addiction is to coming to the morning program. We're addicted. We're addicted to preaching Krishna consciousness. But we don't have the time or the energy to be addicted to sense gratification or material inebrieties. And therefore, this is the real cure for the depression. They said in the news, they said, "It's too bad that Robin Williams didn't know about meditation," one reporter said on the 6 o'clock news. So they were giving some credence to meditation, chanting. And it is a shame that these people haven't accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engaged in his service. Then there'd be no cause for their deep depression and giving up this life, which you don't know where you'll go. We don't know. A lot of times, I'm going back to Godhead as soon as I die. We don't really know. It might be a little tougher than that. You might have to be a pure devotee. We might come back in this movement or as a little Indian fellow or lady. You can't really be sure. You would hope that we'd go back to Godhead. Someone may say, "Why do you try to keep staying alive, sir?" Because I know when I die, I'm not going back to Godhead. I won't see Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Sridhar Swami and Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, I'm going where I belong, Patala Loka. So therefore, stay alive as long as possible and serve Krishna. Because when you die, Muniputra Chiranjiva Sarava Jiva Mamarova, and for the butcher, don't live, don't die. You don't know. So therefore, we engage in Krishna's service till the last breath. And we stay free from this depression of the material world. There's no time. We have to spread Krishna consciousness. We have to do our service. We can't sit around and be depressed and think about our situation. Oh my God, I didn't get any pakoras today. How depressing. They ran out of the chutney at the Sunday feast. I'm so depressed. Maybe that's our depression. I didn't get any of the chickpeas from the Sunday feast. I feel so terrible. Otherwise, we're happy. We have no reason to be upset because we are servants of Krishna, soldiers of Arjuna. All glory, Sri Guru and Gauranga.